Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
On today's Smart 7, Rishi wants a word with your doctor, US aid set to flow after Ukraine vote, and lots more. It's Monday, 22nd of April, it's Earth Day, and happy birthday, Amber Heard.
The Smart 7. It's news,
but not the news.
Monday is Earth Day, although it wouldn't appear there's much to celebrate as the globe continues to hit record high temperatures, and despite impassioned pleas from the UN and other organisations, there's no sign of a positive shift in the government's approach to climate. Rishi famously rolled back the UK's net zero commitments, delaying bans on petrol and diesel cars and extending the life of gas boilers, but Energy Secretary Claire Coutinho was busy defending her government's record on climate action.
We are the first country of all major economies to have halved our emissions, and we've done that in a sensible and pragmatic way, and that's what we want to keep doing.
Outgoing Climate Change Committee CEO Chris Stark doesn't sound impressed, however, and he says while progress was made under Theresa May and Boris Johnson, a lot of that progress has now stalled under Rishi Sunak, and it's opening up the door to climate denialism.
I think people around the world know climate change is happening, but there is definitely a fear of talking about it in British politics at the moment. And my biggest fear of all is that I would not wish to see us reach a point where you get polarised politics around climate, the likes of which you find in the US.
Friday saw Prime Minister Rishi Sunak slam what he called sick note culture. He's fed up with people not turning up to work and says that benefits are becoming a lifestyle choice for some. As a man who loves a list, it's no surprise that he had 5 Conservative reforms to address the welfare system, which includes stripping GPs of the power to sign people off work. He's particularly annoyed that the number of people failing a work capability assessment has tripled over the last 13 years, and he says people are not 3 times sicker.
If you're feeling anxious or depressed, then of course you should get the support and treatment you need to manage your condition. But that doesn't mean we should assume you can't engage in work. That's not going to help you. And it's not fair on everyone else either.
Rishi seems to have forgotten the pandemic and the impact of long COVID, along with the fact that he's just scrapped the work and health programme, which was specifically designed to help disabled people into work. Former Health Minister Lord Bethell says Rishi's plan doesn't make a lot of sense, particularly when many skilled overseas workers are leaving the UK.
The idea that people who have got a genuine complaint should somehow try and battle it out at work is totally counterproductive and often leads to them joining the ranks of the long-term sick. If you're sick, get the support you need and come back fighting fit.
It took 484 days for the US Congress to pass a new aid bill for Ukraine, but on Saturday they finally managed to get a $60 billion package over the line. Speaker Mike Johnson had delayed and rejected bipartisan bills previously, but he seems to have had a change of heart in the last few weeks and managed to put together a combined bill with aid for Ukraine, Israel, Gaza and Taiwan. It passed with 311 votes to 112 against, as Democrats weighed in to provide much-needed military assistance. The bill still has to pass the Senate and be signed by Joe Biden, but that should be a formality. Ukrainian President Zelensky was extremely relieved to see the stalemate on Capitol Hill broken.
I think this support will really strengthen the armed forces of Ukraine. And we will have a chance for victory if Ukraine really gets the weapons system, which we need so much, which thousands of soldiers need so much.
It takes quite a lot to shock the Tory party these days, with almost a dozen MPs suspended for bad behaviour, including drug use, racism, sexual offences and more. But the stories reported by The Times last week about Mark Menzies seemed excessive even for the Tory party, and an internal investigation has now concluded that his pattern of behaviour fell below that expected of MPs. He says he's stepping down due to pressure on himself and his elderly mother and continues to deny stories about misuse of campaign funds. Labour's party chair, Annalise Dodds, says the PM has to take responsibility for the chaos in his Conservative ranks.
Now, Rishi Sunak promised a government of professionalism, integrity and accountability. I'm afraid yet again it just feels like he's delivered instead a government of scandal, sleaze and stagnation.
Still to come on the Smart 7, it's an All-Manchester FA Cup final and Ringo Starr's not too happy. Right after this.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back.
It was a busy weekend in sport, with Max Verstappen winning his first Chinese Grand Prix and plenty of Premier League and FA Cup action. Arsenal and Liverpool both won, which sees them perched at the top of the table, but Man City still have a game in hand. Pep Guardiola was pretty cranky about having to play an FA Cup semi-final only days after a Champions League exit, but his side put Chelsea away with a 1-0 win and head to the final. They'll be joined by Manchester United, who very nearly blew a 3-0 lead against Coventry, with the game going to extra time and then penalties. A very defensive Erik ten Hag spoke after the game.
So in the end of the day, it's about the achievement. I see the mistakes we make, we can't look away from it. But it's not an embarrassment, it's, as I say, it's a huge achievement.
Back in 2021, Peter Jackson released a three-part docu-series called The Beatles Get Back. He painstakingly restored footage and put together 8 hours of Beatles magic, but it was based on 60 hours of footage originally shot for a documentary called Let It Be. That film was released in 1970 and was directed by Michael Lindsay Hogg. It didn't receive a great reception at the time, but now it too has been restored by Peter Jackson and drops on Disney Plus on May 8th. Ringo Starr spoke to Sky News about the release, and he doesn't sound too thrilled that the 54-year-old movie is back on screens.
Peter Jackson has done an incredible job, and which he took the one that's coming out as the original, which was not a lot of joy in it. It was the point of view the director had, and that was up to him. And Peter Jackson put his heart and soul into it, and it worked really well.
It's every dad's dream night out, taking his teen daughter to see her current favourite pop icon in concert. Imagine an auditorium full of screaming teens and music you don't even know at ear-piercing volume. Sounds perfect, right? But what if you were also a serial killer called The Butcher, and it turns out the whole night is just an elaborate scheme to trap you? That's the premise of the new M. Night Shyamalan thriller called Trap, and the man playing the dad-slash-serial killer is Josh Hartnett. It hits cinemas on August 9th, and you just might need to bring those earplugs.
This whole it's a trap. There's no way to get out of here.
I see them.
Dad. Dad.
Dad.
I'm sorry, Riley. What was that?
You've been listening to The Smart 7. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit that follow button and have a great day.
Give us 7 minutes, we'll give you the world.